Welcome to episode 1369 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. There is a passage in Deuteronomy that reveals something fundamental about what God cares about. It is not primarily about individual achievement or personal success. It is about something far more essential, the transmission of faith across generations.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
This is the Shema, the central prayer of Jewish faith. But notice what comes immediately after the command to love God. Not individual spirituality. Not personal devotion in isolation, but the command to pass it on, to impress these truths on your children. Make them the fabric of daily life and conversation. God is saying, your primary spiritual responsibility is not your own perfection. Your primary responsibility is to pass faith forward. You are a steward of something that belongs to the future. This reframes what it means to be a parent. You are not merely a caregiver. Not merely responsible for feeding and clothing and educating your children in practical skills. You are a spiritual steward, entrusted with something precious. The faith, story, covenant identity of your people. And your task is to pass it on faithfully. This is weighty. This is exactly the kind of weight the fifth commandment invokes. When children are taught to honor their parents, part of what they are honoring is this stewardship. They are recognizing that their parents have carried something forward that matters. Consider what this means practically. It means what happens in your home. Conversations at dinner, stories you tell, values you embody. These are not private matters. Not just about your individual family, but about continuity. About whether faith and wisdom will be passed to the next generation. A parent teaches faith by how they respond to difficulty. By what they worry about and what they trust. By how they treat others, by what stories they tell, by what they celebrate, and what they grieve. The Old Testament is saturated with the command to remember. Remember the Exodus. Remember the covenant. Remember what God has done. Remember who you are. This is not sentimental nostalgia. This is identity-forming practice. When you remember your story, where you came from, what your people endured, how God acted, you anchor yourself in something larger than your individual moment. Humans without story are rootless. Humans without memory of where they came from do not know who they are or where they are going. They become unstable, adrift, vulnerable to whatever cultural current is strongest in their moment. But humans rooted in story, who know their history, understand the patterns of God's faithfulness, who have been formed by the narratives of their people, such humans have stability, identity. Direction. The Old Testament repeatedly emphasizes covenant identity. Israel is not Israel because of geographic location or political power, but because of a covenant relationship with God. And this covenant is not abstract. It is personal, lived out in the stories of individual families. Abraham's faith becomes Israel's faith. Moses' encounter with God becomes the foundation story for a people. David's covenant becomes the hope for future redemption. Each family, in remembering these stories, participates in this larger identity. A child who hears the story of the Exodus is not hearing ancient history. The child is learning, this is who we are. This is what God is like. This is the covenant we stand in. This is why old stories matter. Why they must be told and retold. They are not quaint tales. They are the DNA of identity. When a parent fails to pass on these stories, something dies. A connection is broken. The next generation is orphaned from the story that could have given them roots and direction. What happens when this transmission fails? What happens when parents do not pass on faith, story, or wisdom? You see it in the biblical record itself. The book of Judges chronicles a period of decline, and the pattern is always the same.
After that whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel.
A generation that did not know. That had not been taught. And as a result, that generation did not practice faithfulness. They fell into idolatry and experienced judgment. The cycle is broken continuity. Parents fail to teach. Children do not know. A generation rises up without rootedness. Without rootedness comes instability. Without stability comes decline. This pattern repeats throughout scripture. Kings who honor the covenant and teach their children produce righteous descendants. Kings who abandon the faith and do not teach produce rebellious descendants who lead the nation into idolatry. The lesson is stark. Flourishing requires rootedness. Rootedness requires transmission. Transmission requires parents who take seriously their role as spiritual stewards. What does faithful transmission actually look like? Like telling stories. Not sanitized versions, but honest ones. Stories of faith and doubt. Of God's faithfulness and human failure. Stories that show how people wrestled with God and were changed. It looks like explaining why certain things matter. Why you rest on the Sabbath. Why you speak truth. Why you honor the vulnerable. Children need to understand the reasoning behind the practice, not just the practice itself. It looks like living what you teach. Your children are watching. They learn more from what you do than from what you say. When you honor your parents, your children learn to honor you. When you practice justice, your children learn that justice matters. When you trust God in difficulty, your children learn what faith actually looks like. It looks like creating rhythms and practices that embody truth. Family meals, Sabbath observance, holiday celebrations, prayer together. These practices are not mere tradition. They are the vehicles through which faith becomes embodied and transmitted. It looks like answering questions honestly. When your child asks, "Why do we believe this?" you have the opportunity to articulate what you believe and why. You have the chance to pass on not just rules, but reasoning. It looks like knowing your own story and your people's story. You cannot pass on what you do not know. If you are disconnected from your own heritage, from the stories of your faith, you cannot transmit them. The Old Testament's vision is fundamentally generational. God does not promise immediate perfection. He promises faith will be passed on. That covenant will be remembered. That future generations will rise up and continue the story. This requires humility. Requires letting go of the fantasy you will perfect everything in your lifetime. You will not. You will make mistakes. You will leave things incomplete. But you are not responsible for the completion. You are responsible for faithful transmission. Responsible for passing on what you have received, enriched by your own faithfulness, ready to be enriched further by those who come after. This is the vision that sustained Israel through exile, oppression, through repeated failures. The covenant would not be broken because parents kept teaching. The story would not be lost because parents kept telling it. The faith would not die because parents kept modeling it. The Old Testament reveals that human flourishing is not individual. It is generational. It is rooted in story. It depends on elders who pass on wisdom and faith to those who come after. When this transmission happens, stability is created. Identity is preserved. Faith is kept alive. Communities endure through difficulty because they know who they are. The fifth commandment makes sense in this context. Honor your parents because they are the stewards of your story. Respect them because they are passing on something precious. Listen to them because they carry the memory of what has been. And if you are a parent or an elder, understand that your primary responsibility is not personal achievement. Your primary responsibility is faithful transmission. You are a link in a chain that stretches from the past into the future. Your task is to carry that chain forward faithfully. Father, help us understand the power of story and memory. Help us recover the narratives of faith that have been passed down to us. Help us become faithful stewards of what we have received, enriching it with our own encounter with you, and passing it on to those who come after. Help us see our children and grandchildren not as separate from us, but as part of our story. Help us understand that flourishing is generational, rooted in story, embodied in practice, transmitted through relationship. Help us break cycles of disconnection and create new patterns of faithful transmission. And help us become ancestors whose stories will anchor future generations in faith, in identity, and in the covenant faithfulness of God. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.